7.
Home cooking, home cooking.
And now, Cooking with Sheridan Rogers.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
You're never at home. Where have you been this time?
No, I honestly, I am at home quite often. This time I've been up to Southwest Rocks.
Which is near?
North of Port Macquarie.
Yes.
Most people skip it, you know, on their way along the Pacific Highway between Sydney and the Gold Coast. Most people skip these coastal places. So it's inland from Kempsey, and you need to turn left just before you go over the bridge at Kempsey and then go up through Gladstone. And actually just outside of Gladstone is Crescent Head, which is that very famous spot where surfers love to go, all along that coast, in fact.
What's Gladstone? I thought that was a place in Queensland.
Yeah, well, it's a little town up there too, and there's another little town called Jerseyville. Yeah, sort of dairy country, very flat because there's the river plains there stretch out for miles, or so, kilometres, I should say, actually.
Yes.
But anyway, look, the reason I went was because I'd heard about this sculpture exhibition that was going to be held at the jail there. Now, did you know there's a jail at Southwest Rock?
I hope I never do.
It's actually called Trial Bay Jail, and it's not one of those jails that we had, you know, that were built during the convict era down in Tasmania, where people were shackled. It was actually built during the 1860s and 70s, during the 19th century, and the purpose of it was to put prisoners in there to build a breakwater on the headland out there so that ships could pull in, ships travelling between Sydney and Brisbane, because in those days the Pacific Ocean, you know, was the main route to get north, not the Pacific Highway. And a lot of ships got stranded along the way, well, and a lot of them were wrecked, actually. So they wanted the prisoners to build this breakwater as a safe haven. Anyway, it was too difficult. That project was abandoned. And then the jail was abandoned, actually. It was used for a while during the First World War for German prisoners. They put some of the enemies in there. But then in the 1920s, the roof and the gates and the doors were all sold off. So it's just sort of, it's this skeleton building, and it's very, very impressive. You know, when you go up the headland and you see it there, it's amazing.
So you recommend all of this for a nice little holiday break?
Yeah, I just thought that's a really, Southwest Rocks itself during the summer season is a great place for surfing. But the sculpture exhibition is on until next Sunday, and there are some really lovely little things inside the cell blocks. They've got whimsical figures of Beatles, and there are dancing figures, and there's a huge Ned Kelly figure, and I don't know actually who won the exhibition. It'd be interesting to know, but it's on until next Sunday.
Okay, now I wish you hadn't mentioned breakwater. Gerard Depardieu and I don't like talking about breakwater. If you've been reading the papers.
Sorry, that's a bit obscure for me. I don't get that one.
Oh, well, he couldn't go to the toilet. He was on an...
Oh, yes, I did. Oh, dear.
Yes, and he didn't get to the toilet in time.
I imagine he handled it with quite a lot of charm, actually, knowing.
That's right. You see, he's put on a lot of weight. He's balding.
He's still very, very charming.
I have to have that explained to me. I do not
understand. No, but I think it's also women just always fall for that French accent.
Yes, thank you.
Well, anyway, look, on my way north, I stopped off at Port Macquarie and I checked in at Ridges Hotel. There's a terrific new restaurant there called Zebu, Z-E-B-U, and I had a meal there. And I have a recipe for you this week from also another local place. It's called Ricardo's Tomatoes. And that's on the drive between Port Macquarie north up to Southwest Rocks. You can pull in there and you can pick your own strawberries. And they have wonderful ripe red tomatoes. So I've got a recipe today from Ricardo's Tomatoes for bruschetta. It's a very simple recipe. Just cut the tomatoes up, mix them with a bit of diced red onion and some fresh basil or parsley, some olive oil. And use that on the top of bruschetta, which you toast, and you can rub with the garlic clove.
And we'll find it all on your website.
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Now, I believe next week, where are you going to be?
Okay, well, I will be away next week. I'm going to Samoa.
I'd like to see Samoa of Samoa. That was a song. Will I be able
I'll be interested to see what sort of food and what recipe I'm going to get when I'm there.
So will we. We'll talk to you then.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
bye. It's 9:45, and as promised, the new album, the title song by Glen Campbell from Ghost on the Canvas, 2CH.